It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for Honky Tonk Saturday's Bar Talk Happy Hour. And now, your host, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
Mixed Country 106, the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Odie Coyote with you guys tonight. It is the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote with producer Raven. Producer Raven, are you ready for a great show?
Always.
Let's see what we're going to be talking about tonight. You got this all planned up. We got Willie and Kermit. And then Trisha celebrates 25 years of being a Grand Ole Opry memory. Member. She's not a member.
It is that in was memory just, of her becoming a member.
It is in memory of her becoming. She had a really cool story to tell about her parents and everybody being there and her family being all around her. So that was really cool to hear. We've been talking about it. You guys have been listening to CDX Nashville. We're going to have a little bit more to say about it here in a little bit. Also, Ernest and Jelly Roll have by far the coolest song I've ever heard in a long time, and it's country as hell, and it's just amazing. All that and more coming up this hour on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The Bar Talk Happy Hour, Odie Coyote and producer Raven tonight with you with a little bit of some news. And producer Raven, it's kind of a unique night. Normally we only have two stories to talk about. Today we have three and a special guest.
Yep.
What's the occasion?
A special occasion.
Except the fact that we have a special guest with us tonight.
Yeah.
All the way from the Muppets, we have Kermit the Frog in the studio tonight. Welcome, Kermit. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Odie Coyote. I'm ready to have a good time. Thank you for inviting me on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm not really sure if frogs are allowed to drink, but I'm pretty sure I might want one after this. Okay, so this last week I had the great honor and privilege to perform along my good friend Willie Nelson, and we performed one of my big songs back from 1979 called Rainbow Connection. It was really a great time. I really enjoyed myself, and during that performance, my good friend Willie Nelson, out at his actual Texas ranch, out on Thursday, me and a redheaded stranger was joined by me, and we performed my 1997, or excuse me, I'm getting old. I've been around a long time. We performed my 1979 hit, Rainbow Connection, and you can even see it if you get on the X, I think is what it's called, or Twitter or some such. But anyway, we served as the opening song for Willie's family headlining and set the festival. And I was also joined him for a couple songs, some gospel medleys called the Will the Circle Be Unbroken, I'll Fly Away, and Hard to Be Humble. I kind of forget. I'm getting old, I think. It was a really good time. Just so you guys remember, my 1979 rendition of Rainbow Connection, it actually went into number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100. And that was pretty cool. And I wonder if any of you guys remember. Make sure you like and subscribe and comment. And let me know if you remember hearing that song for the first time. So my 90-year-old friend, and I'd like to say I'm younger than him, but I'm not sure if that's true anymore. But he actually released a cover of my song back in his 2001 album called Rainbow Connection, which actually received a Grammy Award, and I'm still waiting for my check. I was trying to think who else has done this song other than me. And a lot of people have done it, actually. So Kacey Musgraves did it in 2019. She even did it on the CMA Awards. Never got to sing along with me. And for that, I am very sad. So anyway, I'm going to give it back to Odie Coyote. And thanks for inviting me. Yay!
Hey, thanks, Kermit. Appreciate you coming on. And like a frog, he just leaps away. Wow, he is really quick at getting out of here, too. I wish Dr. Odie Love were that quick at getting gone. But, yeah. So, thanks to Kermit for stopping by. So that wasn't the only big news in the story this last in the news this last week. Trisha Yearwood celebrated 25 years of being a Grand Ole Opry member. Producer Raven, can you believe it's been 25 years since 1999?
Man, I'm getting old.
Me too. I'm getting really, really freaking old. But yeah, it was back on March 13th, 1999 with Porter Wagoner, who actually inducted Yearwood back into the Opry, saying she was the best female vocalist he'd ever heard. Mm. And, you know, one of Yearwood's biggest, you know, inspirations, Patsy Cline, their late family member, late husband, actually came on stage and presented her with a silver necklace. That's amazing. And they went on to perform some songs. And Terry Clark and Pam Tillis, as well as Susie Bogus, actually shared a couple songs with her too. So that was pretty cool. Yearwood said in a quote before the performance, she said, to be a member, you have to understand what came before you and to also have a love and appreciation for what came before you. I love it. So in 1999, Yearwood was the 183rd person inducted or ever invited to join the Opry. Tillis was the 184th, and Clark was the 189th. So right there in order. For context, John Pardee was number 226 when he was inducted last October. So it may seem like a lot back then, but nowadays it's an absolute honor to really get to be involved with that. So hats off to those guys. And I normally would say we're going to get to the next song here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour, but I would be lying to you guys. We have one more story, and this one just got me laughing and singing along. This was a great one. So Ernest and Jelly Roll have their fans School of Hard Knocks in a new song that he's got out called I Went to College, I Went to Jail. And this song was actually written by Luke Bryan, Ernest Rivers, and Chandler, Paul Walters, who wrote the Euphoric song. And had Ernest and Jelly Roll talking to listeners to the School of Hard Knocks in their new album, new authentic collaboration, excuse me, not album. This probably won't be an album, although it'd be a very interesting album if it was. And so what's really cool I loved about it is honestly just them talking about, how you can go two different paths, have two different educational backgrounds, and still both end up performing at the Grand Ole Opry. And that's the way, it's actually kind of a cartoon. I thought it was more of a King of the Hill style cartoon. Raven thought it was something else. What type of cartoon did you think it was?
Like the music video to Mr. Mom.
Oh, from Lone Star?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen that in forever. Wow. I guess. I don't know. I think it more closely reflects off King of the Hill. That's honestly just me. But anyway, so that will do it for our stories this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We'd love to hear from you guys. Make sure you get onto our website and check us out. And also you can send lots of requests. And who knows, we might just feature you on the show as well. So moving on here, we have a lot of great music on the way from Roger Krieger. And right now, I think it's only fitting to do a little bit of Garth Brooks, actually. I know it sounds weird, but here is another duet that I thought was pretty awesome. So we're going to do it. And I'm going to make sure I hit the right button this time. There we go. It's called Rodeo Man, Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Keep it clicked, y'all. The Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote and producer Raven's with me, and she found the most incredible story to talk about. And it really, ladies, y'all got it rough. But apparently this dog, though, in Texas can give most women a run for their money. I'm sure that's probably wildly inappropriate in some way, but I do mean this in kind of an ironic sort of way. Because this dog was so pregnant that the dog could not give birth even, or could not walk, I should say, even if she wanted to. Because this dog out in Austin, Texas, lovingly named Meter Maid, was so big that she had to be wheeled around and or carried by the veterinary staff there. And it turns out she was pregnant with 11 puppies. Count them. 11. That's almost a dozen. Producer Raven, would you like to be pregnant with 11 babies?
No.
That would be a hell of a lot of diapers to change, and I would end up probably in an insane asylum from that many babies. I don't think I could be around that many newborns at once. That sounds like, for me, something straight out of a horror film. No. You talked about the song Mr. Mom earlier. Was that an homage to what you were about to have me read?
No.
Well, you got a funny way of bringing on a story like this, but it still ended up with a happy ending because all 11 puppies were happy and healthy. And so isn't that all that matters? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your concerts. Make sure you're keeping it clicked right here to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Coming up on the show, we have another Brooks and Dunn song. We did a little feature with Garth Brooks earlier. How about a little bit of a, I don't know, Restless Road? One song here. We're doing rodeo themes tonight, and I didn't even try to do this, but it's called Last Rodeo, and it's right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote with you guys for one last break here. Let's get on to some country concerts coming up, hopefully near where you guys are at. Go check out Ryan Upridge, going to be in Houston, Texas on March 28th. Neil McCoy, Neil McCoy in Duncan, Oklahoma on March 29th. And go check out Kane Brown in Newark, New Jersey on March 30th. Those are our concerts this week. Hey guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This also is being released as a podcast, and it is our preview podcast. And so thanks everyone who tuned in for it. We'll have our first official one next week. Can't wait to get to this guy. This guy here, let me tell you, we did a really cool interview, and we're going to be featuring him coming up next week. And I am, of course, talking about none other than the one, the other, than Jack Nelson. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Can't wait to tell you guys all about that and have him be our official first podcast. Remember, you can also find the show now on demand, and you can do that, of course, on our website. So make sure you're doing that. Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in this week. We really appreciate it. And as always, thank you so much. Remember, you guys going to go out and have a drink and have some fun. But remember, being drunk is the sin. And be careful, guys. Make sure you're getting a ride home. All right. So we hope to see you guys next week for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. And wherever you're tuning in from, thank you so much. And God bless.